There's something so simply elegant about the idea that you have to wonder why somebody didn't think about it long before now. A technical article in Infinite Energy by nuclear physicist Dr. Paul Brown, the vice president of Nuclear Solutions, says that we can drastically cut the radioactive half-life of nuclear waste by blasting it with radiation. The concept's already being routinely used in laboratories to convert one element to another by beaming it with a stream of alpha particles. Brown figures that the same principle can be used to drastically reduce the half-life of radioactive isotopes by blasting them with gamma radiation. The results would be incredible, to say the least. Using this process, materials that would ordinarily take millions of years to become stable could do so within days. If Brown's right, this will have a dramatic impact on the nuclear industry. In recent years, the construction of new nuclear plants has come to a grinding halt. This is largely because scientists have failed to come up with an affordable, long-term solution to the problem of nuclear waste. Not only would Brown's process cut disposal costs by about 75%, it would allow nuclear plants to effectively neutralize their waste as soon as it's created. Scientists who've looked at Brown's process say that the only downside is the enormous amount of heat that producing the gamma rays would create. But even this can be turned into a positive. Using this heat to generate electricity would create more than enough juice to run the entire operation. If it actually works, it would save billions of dollars for government and industry, as well as eliminating the need to bury waste that could pose a radioactive threat for millions of years. It could even generate excess electricity. But the problem of waste disposal is only the tip of the nuclear iceberg. The legacy of Chernobyl and Three Mile Island isn't about contained wastes, it's about the stuff that got away. And even if Brown's idea can reduce the cost of waste disposal, there's still the billions of dollars that these plants take to construct. If it works, rather than giving a green light to new nuclear construction, Brown's process will give us an opportunity to clean up our radioactive legacy. And that would be some kind of modern-day miracle.